This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ukraine was hit with massive Russian missile strikes across the country on Thursday, including in the capital Kyiv, according to the military. Ukraine's Air Force said on social media that the enemy is attacking the country with air and sea-based cruise missiles from strategic aircraft and ships. The latest attacks come as Ukraine announced its plans to develop combat drones that can attack the exploding drones Russia has used during its invasion of the country. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has more.
Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation and Vice Prime Minister Mykhailo Fedorov told the AP that technology is changing the way nations go to war. Ukraine has purchased drones like the FlyEye, a small unmanned aerial vehicle used for intelligence, battlefield surveillance, and reconnaissance. Fedorov said the next step would be to move to strike drones that, he said, would fly up to 10 kilometers and hit targets. Russian authorities have alleged several Ukrainian drone strikes on its military bases in recent weeks, with some Ukrainian drones shot down deep inside Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States is imposing new coronavirus testing requirements for all travelers from China, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
China has been rolling back its strict antivirus controls and recently announced it will resume issuing passports for tourism for the first time since the start of the pandemic. There's also been a surge in cases in China. The CDC announcement is starting next week. All travelers to the U.S. from China will be required to take a virus test no more than 2 days before travel and provide a negative test before boarding their flight. This applies to anyone 2 years and older, including U.S. citizens. The CDC says the restrictions will be in place because of a surge in cases, as well as a lack of adequate and transparent information about the virus from China. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is VOA News. Bolivian officials on Wednesday arrested Luis Fernando Camacho, governor of the economic powerhouse Santa Cruz region, on terrorism charges, setting off street clashes between his supporters and security forces. Camacho's supporters barricaded streets in Santa Cruz, demanding his release. They also torched the regional prosecutor's office. No injuries were reported. Ethiopian Airlines on Wednesday resumed flights scheduled to Tigray's capital, Mekelle, as the result of a peace agreement signed between the federal government and Tigray officials in November. The move came a day after a federal government delegation led by the Speaker of Ethiopia's parliament visited Mekelle, paving the way for more dialogue between the two sides that have fought a deadly war for 2 years in which hundreds of thousands of people have died. Sudan will send 750 soldiers to the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo soon to join a regional force fighting a rebel offensive, according to a military spokesperson. President Salva Kiir instructed the troops to, in his words, keep order, urging them to protect the civilians and their properties from any harm. Here in the U.S., at least 34 people have died in western New York's deadliest winter storm in decades. We get more from the AP's Julie Walker.
The majority of those who died in Buffalo, where many lost power, were stuck in cars and homes, or went outside in the snowstorm. Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars.
We are fearful that there are individuals who may have perished.
One heartbroken mother, Wanda Brown Steele, told WSOC her daughter was found dead in her car.
So easy to ask yourself, why God?
More than 4 feet of snow fell. Pollenkar says the county and state taking over cleanup in Buffalo, where a travel ban remains in effect, military police assisting with that. Meanwhile, temperatures are forecast to go up to the 40s and 50s as the week goes on, helping melt that snow. Julie Walker, New York.
That travel ban was lifted early Thursday by the mayor of Buffalo. One person died, three others were missing in the southern Philippines after being hit by a landslide on Thursday, according to police, raising the nationwide death toll from the recent rains to at least 33. Authorities were still searching for more than two dozen other people missing after heavy downpours over the Christmas weekend, causing flooding and landslides across central and the southern regions. And Australia has approved a request to extradite a former U.S. Marine Corps pilot, Daniel Dugan, to the U.S., where he faces charges of money laundering and breaking U.S. armed control laws. Dugan is accused of training a Chinese military pilot to land on aircraft carriers. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.